Welcome to The Brain Factor, hosted by myself, Joy Riddle, and Laura Hawley. We're a part of Meridian Behavioral Healthcare, where we believe that wellness is within everyone's reach. This podcast is a conversation about what research-based protective factors look like in real life. Our hope is that you'll walk away with something that you can use in your own life and have had some fun with us along the way. So let's get started.
Thank you for joining us today on The Brain Factor, and it's December. You know what that means. And we're already into December, like 2 weeks. So New Year is coming and all of those good things. So we thought it would be a good time to talk about like some balance in your life. So there are these eight dimensions of wellness. And we talk about this all the time for over 2 years now, how important wellness is, mental wellness. There's all different, we've tried to bring in financial wellness, all of these different pieces. And this is a
sort of a blueprint.
It's a, a blueprint. Yeah, that's the word. I didn't want to call it a theory or anything, but it's like a blueprint. Yeah, to the eight dimensions of wellness. So there are eight areas that we can focus on and that you should focus on. And it's really important to not lean too much into one of them.
Well, I think too, like the reason that we're talking about this now, like it's very timely with the new year. And I know
that's a good point.
You don't like resolutions.
No, it's not my favorite thing.
We learned that last year. Her last resolution she ever made was not to make any more resolutions.
Correct.
Right? Okay. So, you know, and however, it is a time of year where people do naturally kind of look at like, where am I? Where do I want to be? What changes do I want to make? And sometimes it's like just throwing pasta on the wall and seeing what sticks, right? And there's this,
I'm offended by that, by as an Italian, though.
Oh, we'll talk about that later. I apologize. But like we look at some of these things, and I don't know the number. I should have come prepared with the number, but there's some like overwhelming majority of New Year's resolutions, just nobody keeps them, right? They go past a certain couple of months or whatever, if you're lucky. And then we don't follow through with that. Mm-hmm. Right. So I feel like if we're going to naturally want to do that anyway, if we're going to want to really take like an assessment and look at like what changes or adjustments do I really need or want to make in the new year that might have some sort of lasting impact on me? Like, let's look at something real.
That's why I really like these eight place for, the use of that blueprint.
Yep. And this came from, I do want to say this before we get too far into the weeds. This is from SAMHSA, which is, if you're not familiar, is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Oh my goodness, that's a mouthful. But it's a federal, a division of the federal government, right? So it's like, so this is like, you know, research, evidence-based stuff, which, you know, we're big fans of, and really breaks down those different areas of our life, those eight areas that go into like our overall health and wellness, the things that will keep us, this is almost like the ultimate protective factor. These are the things that will keep us.
That's a good point.
On track.
Yeah. And so I think for visualization purposes, because a lot of our listeners don't view this, they listen to this. They're not viewers then, they're listeners. There's the blueprint is a wheel.
Yes.
So it's like a tire wheel and it's broken. Actually, I'll go down the Italian route again. It's like a pizza.
Yes.
And it's cut, you know, just like looks like a cut pizza.
Eight slices of the pie.
Yeah. And each of the, and it's perfect. That's probably what they were thinking because it is eight slices. But each of those represents an area of wellness and they have physical wellness, emotional wellness, social wellness, intellectual wellness, occupational wellness, environmental wellness, financial wellness, and spiritual wellness. Mm-hmm. So each of the pieces of the pizza or the wheel have a segment for that.
Yeah. And it's the eight dimensions of wellness, but when this is taught in a classroom environment, it's almost always that wheel of life visual, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll hear us say eight dimensions or you'll hear us say wheel of life. It's the same thing that we're referring to. It's still that blueprint. And maybe we can get a graphic to go along with this as well. So you guys can kind of see what that looks like. And the idea is to take a look at each segment and just do like a self-assessment. So before you decide where you're going to put your time and your energy and your resources into, you know, change or evaluating or assessing where you are, like we need to look at it first. We need to sort of know where those pieces stand. Now, for me, you know, you used a lot of words that I feel, in my life at least, feel ambiguous, right? Mm-hmm. So like if I'm going to assess like where am I in like my financial wellness, as an example, does that mean like I have as much money as I want and I, you know, I have plenty of money and money's not an option?
It's just raining.
Right.
No.
Rolling around in it.
It means you are effective with utilizing the financial resources that you have.
Okay.
Are you responsible with your resources? I mean, for me, you know, how is my credit?
Sure.
Those types of things. So it's really living within in your means.
So
and
like
being financially stable.
So it's almost like my financial literacy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do I understand it? Am I navigating it well? Am I living above my means? I would imagine would be in
a
that
big
as
one
well.
In there. Yeah.
You know, do I have regular income coming in? Do I have savings? Do I have, you know, options, you know, things like that. Okay. So by that rationale, if we're assessing some of the others, so then occupational wouldn't necessarily be like, I'm, you know, the CEO and living my best life and reached all of my career goals.
No, but do you have a job that provides you what you need? Do you enjoy that job? You know, do you have a healthy work-life balance?
Oh, I would think too, like maybe like potential would also be, because what if I'm a student, right?
Like,
am I going into a field that has job opportunities, right? And maybe I'm an entry-level worker, but I have the potential for growth or movement within the company or even just within the industry that I've chosen.
And actually, it's kind of aligning your goals or those career goals what you're doing with your virtues.
Yeah, which we talked about last month.
Yeah.
So, but and am I doing, like, maybe am I working in the field that I have my degree in?
Yeah. Maybe. You
know? And that may be more important or less important depending on your situation and who you are, right? But it's something to look at, at least. You know, those types of things versus like, I've reached the pinnacle. Like, I don't want to...
Yes, I am done.
Yeah. If I have to rank myself like 1 to 10, how am I doing in that area? I don't want to give myself a 4 because I'm not where I want to be yet.
Yeah.
If I'm on the path to get there...
Yeah, then you're really high on the scale.
Then I might be high on the scale, right?
Yeah.
If I have a if I have that kind of work 5-year plan and it's all going pretty well and, you know, I'm, and I'm on that road and I have that potential. Okay. And it is a job that I enjoy and that is aligned with my strengths and all of those other things.
Well, there's like intellectual.
Yeah, intellectual wellness, right?
Yeah. What is that?
That's a weird one. So, that goes back to education, right?
Yeah, it goes back to education, definitely.
And not like how much education do I have, but keeping in mind that this is a blueprint about wellness, right? So like, what's my satisfaction level?
Yeah.
Am I tapping into the creativity that I do have? Do I have opportunities to learn?
Yeah.
Am I seeking out opportunities to learn? Am I growing intellectually as an individual?
And a big part for me, I would say, under intellectual wellness is that I'm surrounded by people that provide intellectual stimulation or conversation for me. I don't really want to talk about the bottom of a shoe all the time, but I enjoy talking with you, or, you know, I can lean on my husband. Like if I have a complex business problem, you know, we can discuss those things. For me, that's a big part of it. I've got all my education that I want or need, but that is what gives me satisfaction.
Yeah.
Having intelligent conversations with my children about the future and things like that.
Yep. I think those are really valid points about that intellectual wellness piece. You used a really good word, like, am I being intellectually stimulated?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever that means for you, whatever the satisfaction level
for everybody
of what you need. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be the things I'm interested in.
So another one of the 8 that I think is up to interpretation is that idea of spiritual wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean if I am not religious, therefore I rank lower on that?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I don't think religion has anything to do, don't take this the wrong way, with spirituality. I mean, it has a lot to do with it, but it can be,
I think it's not the only thing.
Something different too. Yeah. Yeah. You might believe in nature.
Yeah. So I think it's probably fair to say that the spirituality wellness is really like, am I connected to something greater than me?
Right.
That's whatever a good that way to put it. Means to you.
That helps purpose. You find some type of inner fulfillment, whatever yes. that, maybe it's mindfulness, mm-hmm. but maybe it's yoga. That's where you find inner peace and yeah. fulfillment. It doesn't have to be tied to
and it could
a
be,
structured religion.
But it could be religiosity and faith
Absolutely.
And God. It could be all of that. Mm-hmm. But it also could be, you don't rank lower on that just
no.
because you don't have that same faith, right? You
know, correct. So, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that's how we assess that. Emotional wellness seems pretty straightforward to me. And it probably does because that's like the area I work in and that's our podcast and that's all that, right?
But yeah, all we're talking like, about is resilience,
right.
resilience.
So that's that coping skills and that stress management and all of the
and the ability to seek support when you need it.
Oh, good point. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Knowing that, like, okay, I need some outside help right now.
Yeah. So social wellness,
relationships.
I'm an introvert. Mm-mm. Would I score low in that area?
No, I don't think so. Because what you're looking for is the social relationships that satisfy or fulfill you.
Okay.
And for you, that could just be your husband and your daughter, and of course me.
But I think too, like, you know, and you've said this a couple times, you keep mm-hmm. coming back to like the, am I satisfied? Right?
Yeah,
that satisfaction level. How satisfied am I with that in my life, right?
But you're a trainer,
mm-hmm.
and that is very gratifying mm-hmm. to you. And that goes back to your occupational that's then tied with social.
That is social.
Because you're getting very meaningful engagements.
Yes.
That socially, I'll use the word satisfy again, you know, that
that's a good
need,
word,
that
yeah.
need for you. Yeah.
That's true. So maybe the social wellness is really like, I do think there's so much power in terms of like self-assessment in like, do I understand this piece of myself? So mm-hmm. like by the very nature of the fact that I know that I'm an introvert, therefore I know what my needs are and understand my social battery. Mm-hmm. I have the friendships I have are good. The relationships I have are mm-hmm. good. They fulfill me. I don't feel empty holes in my life in terms of social.
You don't
social,
have to be a social butterfly.
Right? So I would score myself high in that.
I think you score very high in that.
Even though I'm not by sort of standard general definition a very social person or have this robust social life, right?
Yeah.
What I do have is gratifying and fulfilling, and I know myself, and I think that's a part of it.
And
as
keep in mind, it's not how social you are, these are all about wellness, and wellness is personal.
Yeah, that's true. So, environmental wellness.
Yeah.
That's about that's like your built environment. I don't know.
We talked about that a while ago. It's all the stuff around you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And not just like, I mean, it's literally like the stuff, but also like
the structures.
The community and the environment, literally the environment that you live in. So
Are you connecting with nature? Do you want to connect with nature?
Yeah.
If you don't connect with nature, it's not a big deal, but it's how you operate and
That's satisfaction and gratification piece again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like my environmental wellness might be low if I live in a very rural area and that doesn't suit me.
Yes.
Right? Or it might be low if I live in an urban area and that doesn't
and you want to be in a mountain cabin.
I need more open spaces, right? So like I think it's just how that interacts with you.
And it could also be like responsible habits. Like, do you care about the environment? Are you taking care of the environment if that's important to you?
Sure. Yeah. I think it could also be too like you're like, is my house falling apart? Is it clean? Is it, you know, like my actual like day to day environment that I am living in. Right.
Did your family put their shoes in the bin?
Listen, that is a work in progress. We're making some progress on that for anyone who's interested.
And physical wellness.
That's the last one for us to talk about is that.
So does that mean like if I don't go to the gym every single day and lift weights, do I score low?
No, I don't think so. But I think if you should be more active for your physical wellness, like if your doctor has said you really need to have a workout regime and you don't, then maybe. right? You know, or, like, how sedentary are you? What are the health implications of that? Are you taking care of yourself? Do you have high blood pressure, but you didn't refill your prescription this month, right? Mm-hmm. Like, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you thought that it played into, like, health care.
Yes, I think it absolutely does.
That
are you getting
your what you need?
Preventative stuff.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Do you have health insurance? Is it adequate? Right. I think all of that sort of falls into that physical wellness piece. Am I, and little stuff like, am I listening to my body? If something's wrong, am I going to the doctor?
Yeah.
Or am I ignoring it? You know?
Yeah. So what happens then if I, did we get through all eight of them?
That's all eight.
I think we did.
Yeah.
So what happens then if I go, hey, the new year is coming and I'm going to invest and make $1 million. And that's all I'm going to work on.
Because I'm going to hyper-focus.
I'm going to hyper-focus.
I'm going to
eat it. I'm going to sleep it. I'm going to breathe it.
So what's interesting about that, so there's a couple of things. So if we were to, like, and for our listeners, this is going to be a little harder, but we're going to put, we're going to share a graphic. But if we think about it like the pie, the pizza, and it's cut into the eight slices, and each slice, right? If we were to take the slice, like if we look at the slice for physical wellness as an example, and we kind of view that the skinny point as the zero and the wide open part as the 10, and we shade it, like, where do I fall on this zero to 10, you know, one to 10, whatever, however we want to do it, right? And we do that for each category. What we're going to have is this weird shape that is imbalanced, that no longer looks like a circle.
Right.
So if we think about it in the wheel imagery, if we were to take that, if we were to take that wonky wheel and roll it down the road, what would happen? Like, would it even roll? So knowing that, if we then take that wheel that's going to be wonky for all of us when we first do this, right? And we say, okay, I'm going to really hyper-focus on this one area, and I'm going to beef it up at the expense of everything else.
Oh, that's
right?
So important. You just said the magic word.
At the expense. Because now we're getting even less balance. Now that financial wellness, if we're successful, could go to a 10, okay? But we've given up our social life to do that.
Yeah.
So now we've dropped on that side. Right?
Yeah.
Our relationships
no
are suffering.
Relationships.
We're not sleeping because we're working around the clock, right? So physical wellness. So we're doing it at the expense of other things. And now there is such an imbalance. That wheel's not even going to make one rotation.
Mm-mm,
it's not. Just, we're not even going to get the thump, 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 thump,
yeah,
right? We're going to get thump. That's it. And it's going to be like a stopper, right? So I think that, you know, we're looking at this in terms of a blueprint and a tool for something like a New Year's resolution. Don't panic, Joy. Some people make those.
It's okay. I'm good with other people doing it. I'm just not.
But if we look at it as a tool, we look at what's going to give us the most balance, right? Mm-hmm. Everything doesn't have to be at a 10. But if your highest is a 5 or 6, right? And you have like a 2 or 3 on there, let's try to move the 2. Let's try to move the 3, right?
Yeah.
Let's put the focus in the areas that's going to give it the balance. Because if everything was a 4, that's low, right? Everything was a 4, your wheel would roll down the road way better than mine if I had a 10 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4, right?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. What if I am a 1 on everything?
Then you got a lot of room to grow.
Yeah,
but you have
I'm
balance.
Still balanced. And that's
you
important.
Have balance. It's important for the, I think if it was real low, like if you're looking at a 4 or under, I think that you got a little work to do in terms of wellness, but you have a really good start because you have the balance.
Yeah.
You have a great foundation. What you have is the ability to evenly divide your resources and your energy into the 8 areas, right? And that's more than most people have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's really crucial.
It is.
Yeah, it's essential to, you know, building this out.
Yeah. So if you're starting at above a 1, which hopefully a lot of us are, right? Then, you know, imagine how much more powerful that could be for you if you're putting your resources evenly across the board, right? This is also where, like, when you make your initial wheel and it's wonky, right? Now we're looking at equity, not equality, right? So with our resources, we might have to put some more resources in one area and a little less in another, right? As we go and we build
perfect.
That up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the goal is balance, not perfection. Yeah. When you get everything to the four or the three or whatever, then you build it out from there, mm-hmm. right? In a way that is even. So if you are looking to make New Year's resolutions, we highly recommend you use this blueprint. Yeah. Look at the eight dimensions of wellness. Look at your wheel of life. What does your wheel look like? And then decide where you want to put your energy.
Yeah, that would be a good plan. Mm-hmm. Might be even something I could warm up to.
You heard it here first, folks. Happy New Year, happy holidays, whichever ones you celebrate, and we will see you guys back in 2024.
Thanks for listening to The Brain Factor. Joy and I are so thrilled to be having these needed conversations. We'd love to hear your feedback on this episode, so if you could drop a comment or leave a review with your thoughts or any requests that you may have, it would be appreciated. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Living a healthier and happier life starts with one step, and we're excited to be on this journey with you. Until next time.